Again. Hello, folks. I'm recording this. This is Parker, and I had just said this to everybody, and then I realized I needed to record it. So, for the people that are listening, I apologize for doing a double deal, but this is going to help a lot of new people. So, I wanted to give you a voice information of how to do this work quickly. Folks, I don't think we have a lot of time. I think one of our first dates where it might happen is actually tomorrow on 11/11. Please, if you're hearing this and you're thinking, I can't do this, I want you to know I have taught clients, multi-million dollar company clients to $1,000 clients, how to do what I'm telling you to do. It's easy, folks. The hardest thing is to get past the fear of doing it. So how do you start this and get it done quickly? There's two ways to do it. One way is you do 90% of the work, and the other way is you do 70% of the work. And I don't care which way you do it. There's a start document. It's typed all in red. It's called XTC Humanitarian Project. Pull that document up and take that document and start answering all the questions. Each area has a little paragraph where it's asking you questions. Just fill it out. If you don't know an answer to something, just ponder on it a little bit until it comes to you. After you answer all those questions, send me the documents, say in the project, put it in RV Project Help and put a message up, says Parker, Miss Parker, I've got my document done. Please check it. Don't ask for permission to do it. Just do it. We don't have time to stand on niceties. We have to move, people. And I need every one of you to get what you need and get it done immediately. I will be up until I have every single document sent to me done before I go to sleep tonight. So if you get this, I know if you're in Australia, if you're in Europe, and you get this message when it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, my time. Don't worry, I'll be here, okay? Don't stress. Take the humanitarian document written in red. Answer all the questions. Change your text to black so I know what your words are, and then send it to me. What I'll do is I'll edit that document and send it back to you. And when I send it back to you, it's done. You can print it and you're good. The other way to do this is to print one of the two sample documents. I've got two sample documents. RV, where's that? Where's that? At the very bottom. It's sample doc complete B sample and animals for wellness doc. Okay. So, hang on a minute. Trust and faith. What is this? You want me to go on to a chat about the reevaluation of currency? Hold
My
on a minute.
apologies. I'm texting my friend right now. That was meant for her. I'll take it.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to delete it. Intermission time. Sorry. So trying to do two things, watch the channel and talk on the same time. I suck at this. So after you get done with the document, if you're going to do it that direction, just send it to me. Send me a message in my channel saying, hey, Parker, I've got the XTC document done. I need you to fix it. Send it to me. I will fix it and I'll send it back to you and it'll be done. Okay. The other way to do this is to look at these two sample projects, sample dot complete B sample. God, I'm so idiot about the way I name this thing. Sorry. And then animals for wellness. That gives you two different samples of what a finished document looks like. There are some people in this world, just like me, who can't stand to have anybody else edit their own projects, just like me. So there are some people I know that are going to say, hey, I don't want you to touch it. I just want you to check the spelling and the alignment and this and that. I want to do it all. If that's you, that's totally fine. There's two different projects to give you an idea of what a finished sample looks like. Keep this in mind. They're going to want, this is like, if they're doing this, this is going to be like doing a pitch for a business, like you're going to go in front of a unicorn and try to get money. Okay. So the difference between this and a traditional business pitch is that you're walking away with money. This is not, oh, I don't know if they're going to fund me. You're funded, okay? So that's the first thing you need to stop worrying about. It's over. It's done. You got this. The second thing you need to be concerned about is, do I have enough funds for my project? Am I planning big enough? There's two different trains of thoughts with these gurus. Some of them are saying, if you don't have enough funds to do your project, then they'll help you out. Others are saying, hey, do what you got to do, fix your project to whatever the money you have. I'm working with the group that I will be working with after this is over with. And our group will be looking for people that have a project that weren't able to get enough currency. So I know that if my group is doing that, there's got to be other groups that are doing the same thing. So speak from your heart. Speak from your heart. When you do this, folks, you're not here by accident, okay? You're not here by accident. I believe God is like, hey, look, wake up. It's time for you to be a humanitarian. My job is to make sure that you get the best you can be before you get out there and go. So write what's on your heart. And then if you want to use a sample document and follow that pattern, by all means do so. If you don't, like I said, just do the red document. Answer all the questions and send it back to me and I'll make it look schmick beautiful for you, okay? Does anybody have any questions about that part? Please ask questions because this is being recorded and the question you have in your mind might be something that somebody's listening to later. Don't be afraid. And then I'm afraid. Does anybody have any questions? I'm such a jerk. I'm so sorry. I just make fun of myself. What's up, Jackie?
Okay, I'll ask. My project is very extensive because I've been working on it for 3 years. So it grew and grew and grew. I'm an energy medicine practitioner. So I work with all types of healing modalities. So I'm going to have a healing center. And I've been involved with Sky Prince, learning from her since she started with the med beds. So my plan is to have a healing center with all different types of energy healing modalities, different people working there for me, with me. And attached to that will be a med bed center. And the healing center will be for people before and after who need to deal with emotional issues and spiritual issues that are connected with frequency healing. So it grew from there. And when I was younger, I always wanted to have a foster home or what I called an orphanage. When I was young, that's what I knew it was. So after the trafficking and the drugs and COVID and all that, I'm going to have a children's home for children in need. So that's going to be, you know, in addition, but basically right off the bat, it will be the healing center, the med bed center. Then
hold on, just a minute, please.
Watch that be field.
I hope it is, Tracy.
Folks, I have to take this phone call. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it's probably Fields calling her.
See you in 2 hours.
Yeah, see you in 2 hours, Hots for Yachts. Yeah, that's right, Troy's. How cute. Well, why she's going, I don't know if she wants to stop her project thing, start all over.
Tracy, when she had her original account, she would get important phone calls from people, and we just kind of patiently waited. So I hope I hope she's only like a couple of minutes and she'll be right back.
Okay. Field wanted to talk to her. I don't know if you got in on that, but I gave him her number and they're going to exchange conversation.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Sorry to ask if I'm overstepping my bounds. Is that Field McConnell you're talking about?
Yeah, my boss.
Okay, so can I just tell you something funny? Perhaps it's ironic or coincidental. There are no coincidences, especially in the spiritual realm. So I'm the one she yelled at. Okay.
Oh.
which is fine. I these days I take nothing personally. I'm just really interested more about, you know, the focus, which is helping people. But 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I was on Jenny's podcast with Field. Maybe it was a week ago. And I actually talked with Field. I just think it's funny because she was just saying how she was scared. I don't know what she was scared about talking with him or whatever, but I just talked to him. So I just think it's funny that she yelled at me, but then she was scared about talking to him. But I talked to him. I don't know. I just feel like there's some dots that are connected here. Like I had no problem talking with him about some things and asking him questions. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but it certainly is. I wasn't scared to talk to him and she was, but she yelled at me and now she's talking to him. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but I just think it's funny. So I thought I'd share.
Oh yeah. She's nervous because it'd be one-on-one. And you know, I was the same way, right, Troy? Troy introduced me to Field McConnell. I mean, Field became really very close out of that, but it was hard for me to talk to my hero. So I get it.
Oh, absolutely. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful man. And I mean, from the perspective of I'm a stranger, but I can say that, you know, he's, I don't know how I got involved in this group. You know, I don't know where God's leading me here, but there's dots that it's like, I don't know, but they're connecting. And I'm just, I'm humbled to be here in this moment with all of you. So
I think we've all, Christina, we all.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I think we all feel like you do.
Okay.
We do. We're thankful for what God's doing in our journey, isn't it? And then we're led here to help with projects.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. Best word is humble. I feel humbled.
Me too. And Troy is our XRP guy in our room. And so he teaches a lot about that and he's amazing. So
it's Troy here. Troy's here. Well,
thank you for that.
You know, you're welcome, Troy. My buddy, my partner.
It's nice to meet you, Troy. It's nice to meet everybody.
Thank you.
There's no coincidences and it's no accidents.
Do you know what's really weird is that I turn 33 on the 22nd of November.
Did you put that extra part in this?
No, it's in the
color. Where? Where does it go?
Her mic. Trust.
On the bottom? Or
oh, I can mute. I just muted her. Okay, go ahead. Not my chat, but go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just saying, I find it weird that I'm turning 33 on the 22nd and it's the 11th month, just like, in terms of like numbers.
Oh, I know.
Like, it's really bizarre. Were you talking about connecting dots and all stuff like revealing itself? Yeah, that's all I would say.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
It's so bizarre.
We took back that number, by the way.
Huh?
We take back that number, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to make it all positive, which is happy to be good.
Amen. Okay, Belinda, it's yours.
Well, I really don't know what to share. I was thinking about sending her a text message, letting her know that the recording is still going and everybody's waiting patiently. So why don't I do that and see if she can get back to me? But I do have to tell you, she does talk to very important people. And since we're getting so close to the finish line, I'm kind of praying if it's not filled, it's the call she's been waiting for. So I'll send her a text.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know. But we'll find out, won't we? One way or the other, they're going to talk.
Yes.
She was nervous this morning, and she's like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, you just got done telling everybody they could do a project. You can do this, or you'll be kicking yourself later down the road.
I will say that her forms and her audios, I call them her class sessions, were very helpful for me, and she helped me. And so please, everybody, jump in, even if it's just the simplest one, because you will be glad you did.
I think they all need help. I mean, I don't think if people are so prepared yet, and she is a wealth of knowledge. Take advantage of that.
Okay, I just sent her a text, so we'll see if she gets back.
I have a quick question that just came to my mind while the time is going, while we wait for her. As far as the humanitarian project is concerned, are we talking, I already have I basically have the business model that I want to do, but we're talking about building as well. Are we talking about the money is going to building it, the project, the actual brick and mortar, like building the facility?
I've heard that it depends on your product. Some people have picked out properties to buy, like abandoned hospitals or things like that, and others will build from scratch. So every project is unique. So it's whatever you want.
Okay. Imagination is everything.
Yeah. Creation. That's where we are right now.
Thank you.
Sure.
I have another question. Sorry, while we're waiting. I'm new to this. So are we going to get a call? Is it that 800 number that's going to come on? Like, how are we going to find out that we're going to go and pitch our project?
The only thing I heard about MedBeds was we would be notified by phone that actually for the public, when the MedBeds come out, you'll have a phone number that you can call for an appointment. As far as redemption appointments, I don't think anyone knows really if we'll get a call or there'll be a notification on one of these pages, the people that we follow, the four tier 4B. We might have a specific notification, but I don't think that people know yet. I mean, some people have thrown the idea out that, you know, you need security to go to your appointment. Other people said military would pick you up. Other people that worked with Loved One Society gave their email and said they would get an email directly. So I think those are the things that we're not sure yet.
Okay, thank you.
We're all just trying to figure this out.
I I appreciate that we're not alone.
Definitely not alone. I have a question. Is anyone here involved with the New Earth Foundation or the Loved One Society?
Not another society. I'm just kidding. Because I hear the word society, I think bad things.
Well, it's all about God. Meaning loved one, that's what that is about. They basically have developed, and they believe it came from the Alliance, an accounting system for us to work with. So when we receive our funds, because no one has ever had that amount of money, how to deal with it and how to have employee contracts, and everything will be new, the way we operate when we get rid of corporations and all the illegal operations that we've been used to, mainly the banking system. Loved One Society is pretty much a quantum financial system for us to use in our projects. And also to have what they call CACs, their community centers for managers and people to run these huge projects. Also, we will be receiving funds in with Nisara Jisara, the tax structure will completely change. We'll be paying very few taxes. So what we receive, like say your town or state, different tax structures won't be receiving funding that they used to. So we will be stepping in. Humanitarians will be helping out locally to build roads, school systems, fire departments, things like that will be involved. So that's what this whole Loved One Society, that is their humanitarian project, is this accounting system for us to access for free to help us to manage our projects, because some of the projects are huge. It's basically the new world of getting rid of the deep state that runs everything. It's kind of involved. They have a website. It's called QFS 2020. And it explains all the different programs that you can use or get involved with. It does take some studying, to be honest, but it does help people like us that, you know, are going into something completely new. We have no idea what this new world's going to look like. It's up to us to create it, I think. So I just wanted to see if anyone, you know, was involved with that.
I see more people have joined the chat. We're just kind of waiting on Parker. She's taking an important phone call right now. This has happened before. I'm not sure how long she's going to be. I have tried to communicate with her, so we can all just still be patient, if you don't mind, and hopefully she'll be back soon. So thank you for understanding.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you giving me a call. It just made my year. Thank you very much. No, I'll be fine, but I will absolutely reach out and call you, sir. Feel. Thank you. God bless you too, Field. Thank you so much. Bye bye now. Holy Toledo. Holy Toledo.
Welcome back, Parker.
Yeah. Holy Toledo. Holy Toledo. This is freaking phenomenal. Oh. I can't even breathe. Okay, so. So here's the one for the healing center. Oh, God. So, this is the best day ever.
Oh, did something happen?
No, nothing. I'm lying.
Well, tell us.
I got a phone call for somebody that I really, really, really respect. And I didn't ever think I would ever get to talk to him. I'm just Twitter-pated so bad right now. I got to ask questions that I wanted to ask for years.
Wow, was it Field that called you?
Yep. Yep. Oh, man. Wow.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Can you send him my recording? He asked for a he wanted to hear that.
Okay, I'm going to see if he can. I don't know how to do it from Telegram.
You can save it here. Hold on. Let me. Oh, man.
You're okay.
I almost dropped the phone. I just Oh man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, oh man. I love surprises. That was the icing on the cake surprise. Oh, Lordy. Oh. Oh, man. He was so nice. He was so, so, so nice. So what you do is I sent you the recording. So click on the recording and it will say save as, and you can save it as a recording file on your computer. Then you have a copy of it on your computer. Once you have a copy of it on your computer, you can attach it to an email.
Oh, okay.
Send it that way.
Thank you.
I started crying. He goes, why are you crying? I go, I'm so happy. I did too
at first. And it was nerve wracking. Troy introduced me to him. And like I said, we hit it off very well. I've been his messenger for 4 years. So it gets easier.
I got to ask him questions about Fuddy. He answered, I knew he knew. It's just, man alive. I got to talk to a national hero. How many times in your life do you get to do that? It's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't know what they have in our world. They just don't know, but they will.
I spent 4 years of my life digging with three amazing diggers. And I was real suspect of Field when I first started. I thought he was a bad guy. And I found out through digging what he actually did for our country. And so I knew a lot of his history. I knew about his dad being shot down. I knew about his mom being a nurse. I knew lots and lots about him. And the crap he took from Obama and being incarcerated and all that, just the shit that he went through. And, you know, when you do something like that, because you stand up for your country, I mean, that makes you a hero. That makes you a hero because he didn't, I mean, they tried to kill him when they incarcerated him. They thought he was going to die in jail. And so knowing that, and then, you know, knowing the background, I'm just super, 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 super grateful, super grateful. I can't even tell you how grateful that you put me in touch with him.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad, you know, I think it was appropriate, and timing is everything. And I talked to him this morning and told him about you, and he wanted to meet you, talk to you.
Yeah, he knew all about the war, the manual of courts martial. He knew all about it.
Yeah. He knows all about it. He knows so much.
So when I explained to him about what I found with Trump's EO, he goes, "You're exactly right." And I go, I thought so, but I didn't know anybody involved that I could ask, is this right? And he goes, I'm telling you, Parker, it's right. So I nailed it. That is the reason why we waited for 5 years, is because of the MSM. For those of you that heard that recording and last night, that is, I finally got validation. I finally got validation. That's why Trump did this. That's why he did it. Is they had to change them. I'm not sad. I'm super happy. I got my nose going and my eyes are going, and I'm so happy. The courts martial manual was the key to all of this. That's how he took them down. That's how he stopped them from being able to do all their dirty. That's exactly it, right. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be on here helping you guys, and I'm just blubbering. I really apologize.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. Absolutely. Oh, man.
Morning, Parker.
Yeah, it's been an amazing morning. Like one of the best ones in my life, actually. Oh, shoot.
I knew the minute I heard your recording that it needed to be heard everywhere. You're awesome.
Yeah, he said that what you're saying needs to get out there, because people don't realize that it went back that far. And he just asked me, how did you know this? And I said, we dug, and we dug, and we dug, and we dug. And I didn't even know the U.S. United States, the JC manual. I didn't know there was a courts manual document. And when I found the MCM, the military courts martial document, that was the key, because that was what created the that's the backbone for the UCMJ, United States Justice, I can't remember what the initials stand for right now, but it's every, you know, you heard Derek Johnson, a lot of these other guys, they always quote the UCMJ, but what they forget is what started that. What's the backbone of that? And that's the military courts martial document. It's that 772 page, massive, massive tome of information. And so I got to tell him the EO and how Trump got rid of all of that stuff. And with just that one EO. And so he said, I'd like to learn that. Can you get that to me? And I said, absolutely. I said, I'll ask agent to send it to you. And that way you can hear it too. And, but that's what's taken it down. And he goes, yes, you're right. That is what's taken it down, because that's the backbone of the UCMJ. So, I've always believed that, but there was nobody I could ever ask. There was nobody I knew in military high enough that would know that answer. And so I've been scared, because I didn't want to tell people, because I didn't want to, what if I was wrong? You know, I'm not in the military. What if I'm wrong? And I'm not wrong. I'm absolutely right. So, yeah, if you could please send him to him, I super, super appreciate it.
Doing it now.
I got to talk to one of my heroes. You don't get to do that very often. You just don't get to do that very often. Holy Toledo.
I think it's beautiful.
So I'm trying to switch my head back into talking to you guys, and I'm just Twitterated. So there's, I posted a document, and it's the EO 13937, the National Healing Center document. Because there was a gal that was talking to me, I think, I don't know at this time, but I think there was a gal that was talking to me that she wanted to do a humanitarian project. So for those of you that want to do humanitarian projects, there's some information that you need to know, okay? I'm under an NDA, so there are things I cannot say. But there are things that I can talk about. And one of the things I can talk about is that I have been told that the military is going to be controlling the med beds. But the reason why they are going to be installed in that is what was more important to me. And that was to maintain order. They believe that once this comes out, they're going to have every single person with sick kids or anybody who's stressing that their loved one is going to die is going to mob these places. So they think that it's going to take like 2 years to get everybody to a point of healing that they won't be like insane to go to a med bed. Once that time happens, they're going to be, there's going to be something in place for the transition of a med bed going into a facility with common people like you and I doing this. So there's a lot of people that come to me and said, hey, Park, how do we do this? We want to have a healing center, but they won't let us have a med bed immediately because we're just civilians. Well, there's some, I can't tell you the exact things, but I can tell you that I am working with a group of other humanitarians and inventors. And I'll be working part of my job after this is, part of my glory after this is over with, is that I will be working with other inventors to bring things out that have been hidden for a very long time. Some of my inventions are in that category. But some of the things that are coming out, that are going to come out very quickly, are small healing items. And what was suggested to me was that when I talk to people that want to do healing projects, is to say, listen, think about this. You're wanting to do a wellness and healing center. So the MedBed can be part of your future plans for your healing center, okay? How can you be a healing center right off the bat? Well, the biggest part of this is you don't know what's about to come out. I can tell you there are a lot of handheld and very small healing devices that are about to come out. All of those things could go into a healing center. You could have a healing center set up where there is a meditation area, where there is a homeopathic area, where there is other types of modalities that heal the mind as well as the soul, as well as the body. That's the type of thing you want to look for your humanitarian project if you want to do a healing center. This document that I put up, Focus on EO 13937, there were 10 of us that were going to do this. And this was how we were going to stay in touch with each other, is do healing centers and then meet every 6 months to have, you know, fellowship and talk about how our projects are doing and get along like that. So this humanitarian project that I put up, this is a project that you can take. This is a project that you can take and you can make it your own. Put your own words in here. But that is the EO that Trump did for medical and healing. So use that EO. Again, you want to, when you're doing these presentations, you want to have anything in your presentation that aligns with your client. So as our client is, you know, the humanitarian world, you want to focus back on those things that, I'm sorry, my nose is still running. You want to focus back on those things that are the interest of the nation. So the target groups were for people that need medical clinic care or medical care, but live too far away from a population. So you can adjust this to groups, to areas, to different places. There is a tremendous amount of information in the red part of this, objectives and strategy, that you can kind of get a feeling for. The costs on this for building a budget, those are real costs. I wrote this document for the team that, like I said, we were going to be 10 of us, and this is how we were going to maintain our friendship throughout the years. Because a lot of things that people don't tell you about with money is that you have two different kinds of friends. You have poor friends and you have wealthy friends, and they don't cross over. For those of you that don't know my background, I started in cannabis when it was illegal. And I built vertical cannabis companies, and then I used those same skills for building cannabis companies for traditional businesses. So I have a vast array of different types of businesses I can draw from that I can help you with if I know what you're looking for and you can't find it. So because of cannabis, I've been a millionaire and lost it all 3 times in my life. And I wasn't a little millionaire. My last loss that was $40 million. But I've sat in my living room and had the feds wheel out 9 gun cases, and each gun case had $1 million in it. So I've been very, very, very wealthy. And I've been, like, right now I'm dirt poor. I'm really in bad shape right now, but I gave up my work to donate all my time to do this so that I could get as many people as much information as possible so that they could get the most possible effect and the most possible cash into this program. So with that said, everything I'm doing is to try to get you the most funds you can get for lifelong use of your project. And one of the things you're going to find out really quick is that it is very, very, very difficult to maintain the friends that you have right now for when you get wealthy. And the reason is very simple and very painful. You're going to get tired of paying all their bills, and they're going to get tired of having to ask you for money. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you've got friends that you love, like real friends you've had for years and years and years, and those friends have said, screw you, I'm not getting any currency, you're just nuts, I urge you to go buy them a bill. Buy them one of the 100 billion Zim notes, not the trillions, because, you know, that's too expensive, but buy them at least the billion bills, and buy however many people you have, because that'll give them enough money to come play with you. It's very lonely. Very lonely when you're wealthy, extremely lonely, because you find out very quickly that they can't come. They've got to go to work and you're off doing whatever you're doing. So this time I've been in this for a while. So I have Zim bills for all the people that I love that think I'm batshit crazy right now because I believe Trump's our president and we're going to RV. Most people have those same kind of friends. So either get them 10 XRP, get them 10 ounces of silver, or get them one Zim note. It doesn't have to be a big one. You shouldn't spend more than $10 or $15 per person. That's it. And that should be enough wealth so that they can come run with you. If you don't, you will not be able to maintain that friendship, because your life is going to change in ways you can't even imagine when you have this kind of wealth. And for those of you that are unaware, the Zim note is a bond, folks. And questions about Zim. Hold on. Let me put this note up here. Zim note is a bond. And because it is a bond, the chances are very high that the Zim is going to go one-to-one. And if the Zim goes one-to-one, you're going to, 100 trillion Zim comes out to be 70 trillion Zim. That's a lot. That's super hard to spend all that kind of money. So you need to be ready. You need to be as ready as much as you can for this. I'm sorry, I'm trying to do two things to get this document out to you. Hold on a minute. So, okay, questions for Zimbabwe. So I originally wrote this out because this tells you, where's the cue? This document tells you the background of Zim. Why can't I get that up? So I wrote this document because I felt there was a possibility that you might get a novice exchange person, where the person might not know that, hey, this is a bond currency. So what I suggest is people print this document and put it in your folder, or put it in your briefcase, or put it in your exchange package. And these are the questions. If somebody says, oh, you know, the Zim is 30 million, or some people think the Zim is going to be 30 million to 100 trillion. Other people think it's going to go to dollar to one to one. But then with the different charges the banks are going to go, we figure estimate 70 cents to one, 70 cents per Zim to a dollar. So if they say something about a much lower fee for Zim, I wrote this thing so you could ask these questions. It's my understanding that ZIM of the 2008-2009 printed trillion series are not fiat money, they're promissory notes. Each and every note says promise to the bearer on demand. All of the trillion series must be removed from circulation only after legally mandated, publicly advertised redemption of Zimbabwe trillion series notes are posted, and the redemption period paid only by legal tender of the country that you're in.
What happens?
Yeah. Delilah. Okay, I just had to put you on mute. Sorry. So these questions are things that you can bring up if they say it's a different value. I don't expect that to happen, but this is information just for you. No problem, Delilah. So I'm so Twitter-pated, folks. I apologize so much. But anyway, those are different things that you can bring up if they ask, you know, for a different, they say for a different amount, just so you have the background of how ZIM works. So when you, if you take $100 trillion in note and you get $70 trillion back, that's a tremendous responsibility, a huge responsibility. So a lot of people, when they do their projects, they think, oh, I'm just going to, you know, go in and I'm going to help my neighborhood. I'm going to help my community. And then they go in and they get sat on their heels going, oh my God, this is like way more money than we can deal with. If that happens to you, and I think that may happen to quite a lot of people, you have to be ready in your mind to figure out how to expand. And I know that there's people that have kids, they have family, and they're like, look, I don't have enough time for this. So here's a quick in the nutshell way to look at this. You don't have time, okay? That doesn't mean you can't do it. What it means is you have to think differently. So if I was in my mid to late 30s and I had three kids and a husband and a house and a job and everything I wanted, I wouldn't want to step away from what I felt was my quote perfect life to take on these massive amounts of work. You don't have to. The way to do this is you pitch your document and you figure out, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to use the healing center as example. I'm going to do this one healing center and I've got $70 trillion. Well, how am I going to spend it all? How am I going to use this for humanity to help humanity? I don't know how to do any of this. So you reach out, you're going to have a wealth management team. Let's see, do I have the doc for the five? Hold on, there's another doc you need to see. So this is a doc called the five teams, okay? And you're going to hear me talk about the five teams quite a bit, okay? So you're going to have five teams of people that you're going to reach out to and help you when you're wealthy. And this is the team. This is how those teams work. So the first team is your bank, tier one bank. Second team is your local bank. And the third team is your transition team. Those are going to be the people that are going to help you find all of the things you need. You're going to need a real estate consultants. You're going to need a wealth management team. You're on and on and on and on. Security firm teams, all of that. That's in your transition team. Your team four is going to be your trust company team that is going to help you set up your trust. Let me talk a little bit about that. There's not going to be businesses anymore. There's not going to be LLCs. There's not going to be corporations. All that's going to be blown out. They're going to be trusts because a trust is a common law tool, okay? And everything you do will be in a trust, and each thing you have will be in a separate trust. The reason why you want to do that is that's your financial exposure. When you're very wealthy, you want, say I'm going to have a humanitarian project healing center in New York. I'm going to have one in Philadelphia. I'm going to have one in Colorado. Each one of those different companies or free healing centers, they're in their own standalone trust. And then all of those standalone trusts go under an umbrella trust, okay? Your wealth management team is going to explain all of this to you in much greater detail. The first things you're going to do is you're going to ask, do you have a wealth management team available or a transition team available? And then if you look at the five teams, that'll tell you what your transition team is going to help you do. But the transition team is going to help you find a family wealth management setup or a group of people that you can go to for guidance. You're going to go to those group of people and you're going to say, hey, I need to hire a CEO for a humanitarian project that is going to be a healing center. And we're going to run it as a modality healing center. And we're going to have massage and sensation room and whatever you're going to have. And after 2 years, we're going to change it. So I need a CEO that is adaptable to change. It has a background in holistic medicine. That's all you do. Your transition team, your wealth management team, they're going to go out and they're going to find you a CEO. They're going to come back with you. And then we have three different guys. Okay. So you say, okay. You sit down with these three different guys or girls and you talk to them and you think, you know, I like candidate B. Okay. Candidate A is kind of nice. I don't feel like I got a feels going on there. And candidate C is an idiot. This candidate C is just not going to absolutely work at all. So candidate B is like the one I think I want. Well, you don't immediately hire that person. You have a feel like this is the right person. So you say it's a series of interviews. So the first interview is a face-to-face. You feel like, yeah, yes, no, yes, no. Then say they give you five guys and there's two people that you think, oh, this is good. I like both of these people. Do not decide right that moment. This is somebody who you are going to trust all of your future humanitarian project funds with. And money is a massive responsibility, okay? You cannot give people money. That's called charity. And if you give people money, they're going to say, well, how'd you spend the money? Oh, I gave it to this charity. Well, wait a minute. That charity is Red Cross. They're just going to go out and kill babies, okay? That's the reason why you cannot give your money away to a humanitarian project. You must be that project. And what I'm telling you right now is the way you can work the most work and do the least physical and mental work possible. What I'm telling you right now is how to have a major corporation and still run your own personal family, your family, your kids, your husband, all those wonderful, lovely things. So you go to you have the first interview and you pick your candidate. Okay, great. So then you have a second interview, and the second interview is not a traditional interview. If you've got miniature golf, go play miniature golf. If you can actually play golf, which I cannot, go play golf. If you like little sport, you know, the little racetrack cars where you get on the racetrack and you race your cars around, do that. Do some kind of recreational activity with your potential CEO. Before you hire him, that's part of your interview process. If you've never been at that level, you're probably thinking, what the hell is wrong with you, Parker? Why in the hell would I take a guy out to go play putt-putt golf or go play real golf? Why would I do that? It's simple. When you are talking to a person in an interview setup where they're in their nice clothes and you're in your nice clothes, and you're sitting across from each other, that's all bullshit. That's the real is not coming out yet. You see the real of persons when you're out doing something because they can't keep that face mask up to hide who they really are. You're going to see what they're like as a person if you go out and spend some kind of activity with them. If they say, hey, do you play tennis or, you know, whatever it is that you guys in your interview questions, whatever it is, that's going to give you the foundation of what you're going to ask them to do to spend time with you. This is a critical, critical, critical part of your interviewing of your CEO, okay? Because if you do this activity with them and you come away with that going, that guy's a shitty piece of shit, then he's the wrong person for you, okay? If you come away from that activity thinking, thank you, AI, if you come away from that activity going, God bless America, I can go play putt-putt golf with this guy every single weekend. He's wonderful. That good feeling that you get, that's the way that guy is generally, or girl, is generally going to run that company. That's why you want to spend that private time with that person. So they pass interview one, they pass interview two. The third interview is dinner. Formal dinner. Like, I'd like to discuss, I'd like to have a final meeting with you to discuss compensation and what I would like to talk to you about with what we're going to do. What that's about, what dinner is about, is you want to see how they treat wait staff. You want to see how he treats or she treats the concierge. You want to see how he treats or she treats the, what's the guy that takes your car when you drive up, the valet. You want to see how that person treats every single person that serves you that meal. You don't give a shit about what they say. What you're interested in is how they treat staff. Because how they treat that wait staff is usually the exact same way they're going to treat the people that work for them. So that's your last clue as to whether or not this person is going to be a good person for you. And if you go through all of those things, those steps, and you walk away going, yeah, this is still the right person, then you go back to your wealth management team and you go, yeah, I'm going to hire him. You ask your wealth management team, what should I offer the person? And you come back and yeah, he's hired and he wants to do this and everything's good. You let that guy hire every single person in your company. You don't do nothing else. You just let the CEO hire everybody else. And you tell the CEO every single hire that you do, if it's a management hire, you need to talk to the wealth management team and make sure that you're one-on-one with them. And if you're one-on-one with them, don't worry about me, I'll be fine. Because I'm gonna give them approval to approve who you wanna hire. And let him hire them. Because he's gonna pick people that he already knows in the industry. And a lot of times, guys at that level, they'll call in other people. One of the things I always advise my clients is, if you have a CEO that you're gonna hire, there's the levels of hiring. How do I say this? I've hired maybe 400 CEOs. And the ones that always do the best are the ones that say, hey, you know what? I have a chief financial officer that I work with. I'd like to bring them on as well. If you hear those are magic words as far as I'm concerned, because if you have a CEO that's been working with the same CFO, chief financial officer, for years, and that you take that chief financial officer and say, yeah, you just have to interview with my wealth management team, and if they approve him, I'm good. You want that kind of a guy. My mentor that I've had for 30 years, he has a CFO. He's in his 70s right now. He has a CFO, and I'm going to hire him to run everything. I just hire him and turn him loose. The guys that do this kind of work, they've had years and years and years to hone their craft, okay? So you want that kind of person as your CEO. How do you use this guy to make your projects go? The last meeting, you sit down and you say, here is my humanitarian project that I turned in for funding, okay? And these are my objectives and strategy. These are my growth goals, and this is how I'd like to implement it. I don't know if I'm correct. So this is a loose guide of what I want to do. What is your vision? What do you think you can do? what do you think we can do together as a team? And then you and that CEO literally plan out your entire project, okay? Once you get that with him, you take that information back to your wealth management team and you say, look, this is what my CEO and I've talked about. You have all this experience in dealing with this kind of stuff. Is this, are we right? Is this viable? And your wealth management team will say yes or no. This is a way you can use your wealth management team to double check everything you're doing so that you get the most amount of your money, the most out of your money, and the most amount for your money. And then after that's done, you surround yourself, you become the chairman of the board. And that way you set yourself up with this one guy and you tell him, look, my goal is to have multiple of these these healing centers in multiple states. So part of what you will do this first team is I need you to hire on a training manager, a training CEO that you're going to work with this first year. And whenever you guys think he's ready to start the second one, that person is going to take off and go do the second store, the second healing center. Okay. So you have somebody that's going to train the new people, the new CEOs, and that process can continue. So you have this guy train your second hire, and then they go to two different stores. And now each of those now have a new hire that is training to be a CEO or a manager or shop manager, pick whatever word. Each one of these CEOs or presidents of whatever name you want to call them is in charge of one facility. Okay. If you want to pick someone, a CEO, to be over all of those facilities, wait until you have at least five places of operation, four or five piece places of operation, because until then it's a pissing contest. Okay. You don't know who's the best. So you get this one guy to train one guy, and then you get that guy to now train. Actually, you need six. So you'll have six facilities open. Wait 6 months. In the six facilities, one of those guys is going to rise to the top like cream. And that's the person who you put in charge as in charge of everything. Okay. Why are you doing this? Because you're going to meet with that person once a week for an hour or two. That's it. You talk, where are you at with the project? How are you doing? What are you doing? What have you got done? What do you need to do? Great job. You know, what the fuck are you doing? However you answer that. Okay. And then you go see him again next week. And then after you talk to him, get on the phone with whoever your lead is with your wealth management. Hey, I talked to my CEO. They did this, this, and this. And I thought this, and this was lacking. I thought this, and was a good job. How am I doing? How should I guide this guy? And they're going to give you an information of, hey, you're doing the right job, or no, you really need to push your CEO harder, or no, your CEO is a jerk, get rid of him, or hey, your CEO came up with mad good information, keep going. This is a way you protect yourself so that you have somebody that you can lean against that is big in the industry that will give you the support and the mental support you need to make these kinds of decisions. Once you get up to having one or two stores, it starts to take care of itself, and you're going to depend less and less on your wealth management team, and you'll know by then what you need to do. It'll get easier as it gets going. But don't think that you're just going to have, you know, if you have 100 trillion Zim, wake up, baby. your life is going to change in ways you don't even realize. You can make it difficult by trying to take all this stuff on yourself and go through this massive learning curve, or you can cheat or think smarter. Some people use the word cheat. Some people use the word think smarter. But this is how you set yourself up to do a massive, massive corporation, okay? My company, that I'm going to start. Oh, and there's one other thing. You're going to run out of money probably in 50 to 100 years. Okay. So how do you stop that? Part of what you do is you're going to have a humanitarian project, and then you're also going to have a family wealth management project. You don't need to do this right in the beginning. You can wait for your family wealth management. But eventually you'll have that family wealth management project, and that will be an actual business that does at least $1 million a year. And everything that is profit, with the exception for about 10%, you give it away. So you maintain that same humanitarian push that you started your business with. And this is the reason why you want to have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many you want to handle, different outlying stores, is because that boosts how much money you'll be able to give away when you finally do run through this, you know, whatever kind of funds you have. Hold on, I gotta take a sip. In the end, once you get used to doing all this, you will be meeting with, you'll spend one day a week doing your business, and you'll have 6 days a week off, be with your family and doing whatever you want to do with your family. And if you want to have that kind of business and maintain your current family life, that's the way to do it. There's going to be some people that are going to say, you know, Parker, screw that. I've wanted to have a health healing center my whole life. I can't wait to be involved in it. I absolutely want to be involved with it. What the hell are you saying? We need to have a CEO run this. I don't want to do that. I want to be my hands in it. Well, let me tell you the way to do that. Starts out the exact same way. You hire a CEO. Okay. After you hired the CEO, because you don't really want to tell them what you're up to before, because they may just not even want to talk to you. After you hire the CEO, you say, my goal is to run one of these healing centers. And in order to do that, I either need to go to college or I need to get personal lessons. And so what I'm tasking you to do is I need you to teach me how to be a CEO for this company. And I've already hired you to be a CEO for this healing center. I'm going to give you an additional, add 25% more money. I'm going to give you an additional 25% income this first year or this first 2 years if you will also teach me your job. And at the end of this 2 years, I'm going to decide whether or not I actually want to have my own facility or if I'm going to just let you run the whole thing. But right now, I believe I want to do this. Are you willing? If you add 25% to their pay, they're always going to say yes. Okay. So then you spend 2 years, or you might only spend a year, or you might only spend 6 months. And you figure out, oh, hell no, this is too hard. And I'm taking too much of my business at home. And you know, the kids need new shoes. And I can't take them to go get new shoes because I'm worried about setting up this project. You might realize quickly that, oh, hell no, this isn't what I want to do. And then you go right back to your CEO. And you know what? I really appreciate the fact that you were going to take me on with this, but this is not what I want to do. I didn't realize it, but I know now. So let's hire another training manager for the next shop, so that you can train somebody to take the next shop, so that when we do hire the next person, we do expand to the next one, we've got somebody to take over that shop. So you put yourself in a situation where you can either step in or step out. Having a CEO that knows what they're doing already is like having a cheat book in your back pocket. Most people, when they start these kind of companies, or when they start this, I mean, 5 million and up companies I've dealt with, they don't have, quote, extra money to hire a CEO, to train a CEO. That doesn't happen. You don't have that problem. You're going to have more money than you can think of if you have 100 million or 100 trillion CEO. excuse me, 100 trillion Zim, 100 trillion CEO. That was stupid. So you have the money. You have the money. You don't need to go to an Ivy League school to get an education in business. You've got a CEO standing right there. He is your private teacher. When you hire a CEO and you think, hey, I want to run this, I want to learn how to do this, think of him as, is this guy going to, do I think I can learn from him? Because when I tell him, hey, look, I want you to teach me how to be a CEO, do I want this guy as my teacher? And if you say no, then get the hire and interview somebody else. So I'm going to take a stop right now because I know I've dumped a ton of information and I'm sure there's probably questions. So if you have questions, please speak up right now. Please, please ask your questions. You're all sitting there going, I don't have any questions. I don't even know what to ask. Does anybody have any questions?
I do.
Yay! Hey, Ama Warrior, what a badass name.
Thank you. I have no idea where I would even go to hire a CEO.
You don't have to know that. Nope, I'm going to make it super easy. Don't worry. Hang on. You're going to hire a transition team. You're going to hire a wealth management team. That's going to be the first thing you do. When you hire a wealth management transition team, wealth management team, you ask them, I need to hire a CEO. Can you find me some candidates to interview? You don't take any responsibility, girlfriend. The first thing you got to learn about having money is stop taking all that damn responsibility. Hire people that are more intelligent than you are and then go trust their information. So hire a wealth management team, hire a transition team. You've got the, I posted the thing for the five teams. And then after you get your money, say, hey, look, this is what I want to do. I need to hire a CEO. I need you to find me candidates to interview. If they don't know, or if they don't have a headhunter on staff, they'll call a headhunter. They'll know who to call. You won't know who's the best headhunter. These guys will. That's why you hired them. And they'll go speak to a headhunter and say, hey, I'm a warrior needs to interview like five CEOs to be wellness center CEOs, wellness center presidents, wellness center managements, whatever word you want to use. You don't do that because you don't have the skills to determine if the person you're interviewing can actually do the job. So don't depend on yourself. That's ridiculous. That's just get a shotgun and shoot yourself right in the foot. It'll do the same amount, okay? Hire a transition team. Hire a wealth management team. Hire a business advisory team. There's a lot of different words for these kind of people. I will be putting up at the top of the channel, I had rvprojecthelp.com. I'm going to have a website open once we RV. I had it up there. You can check the pinned messages. And I'm going to be writing stuff. When we're in that time when we can't talk to each other, I'm going to have a website. I'm going to be publishing every week, probably two or three times a week. And it's going to be articles like, how do I hire a CEO? How do I hire a wealth management team? How? It's just going to be nonstop information for you guys. At this point, I've done a lot of audios about this exact thing, but there's so many that people, I've got almost 400 hours of audios right now. And so there's just so many, it's hard for people to go through it and find the right thing. So what I'm going to do after we RV is that website will be open. Anybody can join it. I'm going to have a chat facility available in it so we can all talk, but that won't be open until my NDA is complete so I can talk. But until that is open so I can talk, I'm going to be publishing information every single week of what I'm doing and what and how to help you with your thing. I'm going to have, if you have this amount of currency, if you're going to look at this type of project, if you're a lower project, if you're just doing a, you know, you only went in with, you know, a million dinar, and so you don't have a lot. I'm going to give three different views of massive amount of money to do a humanitarian project, a medium amount, and a small amount. So that way it'll cover everybody, and you won't have to ask me anything, because I'm going to be writing it. I'll be writing it because I'm going to be doing those exact steps. I'll make it easier for you.
Well, you are just a world of knowledge. And I listened to one of your audios yesterday about the war manual. And I've been in this movement for like 5 years, and I had no idea about that war manual. And you just explained it in lay terms, and it was amazing. So thank you very much.
Thank you very, very, very much. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Does anybody else have questions?
I have a question.
You bet. Hey, hi, Nomadic Mama.
Hi. Yeah, you are just, wow. Just so much amazing, valuable information. Thank you so much. So my brain goes to like logistics. So when we're looking at hiring something like a CEO, I think about the gap of time from when this all happens to how fast this information is going to get out to like the mass public, as far as someone like a CEO understanding and catching up with like how things are changing. Like, do you have any thoughts on what that could look like? Because obviously no one really knows the timing of things, but I just wonder, as far as like humanitarians, we're going to have all of these resources to be able to use. And if we're trying to hire a CEO who is still not privy to what is exactly happening, like how do we approach that?
You won't need to. Your wealth management team is going to deal with that. And you can't tell your CEO how you got your money.
Right.
You can't tell your CEO none about that. So they're not going to know. They don't need to know.
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Parker, this is Jenny with Revival America. How are you?
Hey, Jenny, how are you? Oh, goodness gracious. I know who you are. You're the scary lady.
Scary. Wow. That's not cool. I just wanted to let you know you do have an imposter in your channel that is impersonating me. They've got my Little Voices logo on there, so I just wanted to let you know. I think one of my mods, who Tracy, said, well, they've got the Revival of America on it, but it has the little voice kind of like screaming out. It just says Revival of America.
Here, hold on. Here, watch this.
I was just going to say, because what a group to be in, where they listen to all what everybody has, and then all of a sudden you get this message, hey, you know, and just so everybody knows here, I will never personally DM you. If you write me, I'll respond to your DM, but I will not reach out to you. My settings are set up where I can't DM anybody. They have to DM me first. So just know that.
You're the one that has, the Revival of America. This is gonna be good.
The one that has Jenny/the Revival of America, that is me with the cloud. And the other one is my logo. It is my logo, but it's not me. Just FYI. All right.
What is out of date?
Yeah, these trolls and scammers are out in full force, everybody. So be careful when you go in these rooms, you know, and telling people exactly what you have, because what a room for this scammer to be in, where everybody's letting everybody know what they have. So just be careful.
Shit. You are not with the Revival of America.
I love it.
You are the kind of piece of shit we want to get rid of. Take your stank ass out of here and go back to the land of camels, and may 1,000 fleas infest your armpit.
Wow.
Fucking cunt. Now, let me get rid of ass hat.
Thank you. Just want to give everybody FYI.
I really, 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 really think there's a special place in hell for fuckers like that.
Amen. Also, too, Parker, I sent you a DM regarding Wednesday. If you want to give me some times, we can get you on the show. We'll get you scheduled in.
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
If you're ready for that. It's all good.
That's why you're the scary girl.
No, you know what? Like I said last night, you have a story and, you know, you've done all this research and digging on it. And we got to see, you know, how by you speaking with Field, how emotional you got and how important this really is for you and for you to get it out. So I think it's time before somebody wants to try to go and claim your work as being there. So let's do it, girl.
Oh, I don't care. Jenny, I tried and tried to get my work to Derek so he could take it and put it out there because he has a bigger fan base. So I don't care. If somebody takes my work, I don't care. I just want the news out so people know. But I appreciate that. I appreciate that kindness and that respect. I really, really, really do. But honey, if it gets out, I don't care. I don't have any ego in this. My whole goal is to get as many people ready for this as possible.
And we appreciate that, but we also appreciate good work, hard work, and, you know, it's yours. So we thank you for that.
I guess what happened to me.
What?
I got to speak to my hero.
I was on here when you came back on. We heard a little, you were saying goodbye to him. So yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Like I said, he's with us every Monday. So come on over and be sure you join that.
Yeah, I will. I absolutely will. It was just, I just said it. I got goosebumps all over again. I got to ask him questions. I got to ask him stuff that I've been trying to figure out. I couldn't find the answers to. I knew he would have them, and he did. Oh, it was the best conversation ever. It was super, super, super wonderful. Super wonderful. So I will, scared but happily, work with you, hun. I'm just nervous, that's all.
You know, don't be, because we're all there. We all kind of chime in and help each other out. So Maudell reads the questions, and I think Maudell made a good point last night. We'd start with your audio, let people listen to it, and then we open up for questions. So yeah, I mean, you did a great job last night. You're doing great right now, so it won't be anything different, you know, than what you're doing right now.
Well, thank you, Jenny. Yeah, if anybody, if there's a scammer in here, oh, look, I just really, really love to kick them right in the ass and get rid of them. So if there's ever a scammer in here, now that I know that you're JP with the orange, I'll immediately tell them how the cow ate the cabbage and kick them right completely out of there. So, yeah, I don't deal with scammers well. So thank you for letting me know. Maudell, I just saw your message. I hadn't seen it because we were talking. But yeah, here, let's do this. Hold on a minute. While you're in here.
I'm going to send you a screenshot right now of what my avatar looks like, because I know people tell me they see initials, but what I'm looking at right now is Jenny/The Revival of America, and it's got the cloud. It's actually, if you touch on the avatar, it's a video, but I'm going to send it to you just so you know, because I don't know what you guys are seeing as my avatar. Some people say initials, some people say the cloud. So I'll send you a screenshot right now, Parker.
Okay, so I made you an admin on here. Maudell, M-A-U, Miss Grace.
B-E-L-L, Grace.
Okay, there, I made you an admin on here. Wait, how come I can't find you now? Oh, it's you. That's how I can't find you. Okay. Add administrators. And I want to... Where's the gal? Where is she? Agent Wyatt. Agent Wyatt.
I'm here. I have a name. It's Tracy too. So.
Yeah, but where do you see what title I gave you?
Oh. Thank you.
So Jenny is Revival Gal. And my agent Wyatt is super agent. And, and my Dell Grace is Miss Grace. Is there anybody else you guys know that might want to? I'm just giving you guys admin status because I don't know the different people that try to do bad things. And so, like, if you see shit in here, just kick them out. I don't give a shit. Just kick them out. This I'm not here for a I'm really not the best person for a popularity contest because I don't really give a shit about that. I only care about one thing. I care about getting as many people this information as possible so that I can put as much money into the pockets of people who want to be humanitarians. So other than that, I don't really care. But I don't want anybody doing bad things or promoting bad things in here. This channel, I really don't. I remove comments all the time. I try to keep the channel super, super clear so that when we have people that come in here that have never seen the channel, they're able to get the information quickly. So that's the other thing is you guys are going to see that I delete your comments. I'm not being a bitch. I'm just keeping the channel clear so that new people coming in can find the information quickly. So this is not a channel that I pass information on. I just, like, I don't do news stories or none of that. I just like these conversations, like Nomadic Mama, all these conversations that you guys just put in, I'm deleting all those, but please don't take it personal. The only reason why I do this is so that the channel is clear so that new people can come in and easily find information. But like I have to take out, I mean, you guys are sending me such lovely, lovely, lovely compliments and they warm the cockles of my heart, but I got to delete all this because new peeps need to be able to see stuff. So please don't take any offense. So anyway, did you have anything else for me that you wanted to talk about, or do you want to do stuff on private? You guys, some of you guys have the coolest name, Share Bear. Well, where we go, when we go all. This is a great name. Some of you guys have some really cool names. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about, Jenny? Or
no, else? I'm listening to you. You're giving a lot of great information. But we really protect our channels between my channel and Tracy. So I was just kind of looking through yours and I saw my logo with an imposter. So I thought I'd let you know that right away because, you know, everybody is sharing information on what they may or may not have. And I always tell my audience, hey, listen, if you're going in these channels and you're talking about Zim or what have you, just be careful when you say how much you may or may not have, just because people like this person we're just talking about that's in your channel, what a perfect channel to be in, right? It's an RV project type deal. They're probably going around in all these different channels trying to figure out what people have and then taking advantage of their vulnerability and sending out that message. But just know, everybody, my settings are set up to where I cannot DM you. And I mean, if you DM me, I can respond to you, but I cannot, in some of these channels too, it's set up where I can't even comment in these channels. And I'm okay with that because, you know, the more secure we have our channels, the better it is for people such as Field McConnell, you know, and all the other guests that we bring in. And not only that, we're protecting the members, you guys, because they're going after you guys, the members. So I just wanted to just bring that to your attention. That's all. Thank you. I didn't mean to burst in and say that, but I saw that and I felt like since everybody's sharing their information, you might want to know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's something else, folks. If you have your real names in here, you need to change that. Because you will be targets by scammers when this thing is all over with. So if you've got your real name in here, like Susan June, I would change that. Sherry, Lisa, if those are real, your real first names, change your name. Rick Hemmerling, those having your real names up here allows people to find you later. Part of the reason
your pictures.
Yeah, and your pictures. Part of the reason why I'm really both excited and terrified to help Jenny with this is because I want to hide. My project is global and I will be working with people across the world, and I don't want them to know the kind of wealth I have or that I'm involved in this. Nomadic Mama just asked you a question. Jenny and Agent Wyatt, are you open to new members on your channel as well?
Absolutely.
I cannot because I have to be very careful. I would love to open it up to everyone. I had a channel called Truth Warriors that was taken by an owner that wouldn't let me have the channel for Field. And Field would not come on unless I was the owner. And I built up Truth Warriors for a long time. And I tried to talk to the owner, but she wouldn't have it. But there was a lot of infiltration in that as well. Policy Blades made me do ALGN Truth. And she locked down the channel. And I would love to have you, but we have to protect Field when he does come in. But you'll get to see Field everywhere. But Jenny, this is why we do what we do. Jenny has her gig. I have mine, but it's not really a gig, right? It's for Field. And we protect our channels. And when we have guests or whatever, we go on to Jenny's. So we use both avenues for that purpose. So if you want to join Jenny's, and
just the link is on the board.
Just so you know, you are vetted, and because we're fed up with this stuff, you know, it's crazy how people just want to ruin your day, right? They're not here for the right reasons. They're not here. We're in a war, you know, and they have nothing better to do with themselves. So we do vet very well. I'm just going to tell you. Jenny's is a great channel to go to. She's got great speakers, and we work together. So if that helps you, I would love to give you my channel, but I just can't open it up to all the scammers right now.
I posted mine to the top ball, everybody.
What was
question for me?
I just hope you understand, and I hope I didn't. I'm not trying to offend you or anything, but, you know, we do have to protect a hero.
My channel is different, folks, and I'm thrilled to meet these two ladies. My channel is one-way information. I'm putting information out for people to pick up. Well, I do have a website that it's RV Project Help, and that'll be open for the public. There will be a side to it that I talked about earlier. I'm repeating this for Jenny, actually. And then that will be a members only, where I'll be posting stuff while we're under the lockdown. I'm going to tell you right now that to get into that members only, you're going to have to give up your ID, because that will be highly protected, and every single person will have a background check run on them. And the reason being is the amount of the information that I'm going to be posting on there is the same information I give a $100 million client. So I'm not going to give away that part of what I do. That will be only for the people that are patriots, only for the people that are doing humanitarian projects. So to get into that part of the website, you will have to give up your information and understand that we are going to do a background check on everybody that goes into that place. Within a year, hold on a minute, guys. I need to check a document before I say anything, because I do not want to violate my NDA. So let me just look at this to make sure I can say this to you. Sorry, I should know this by heart. Okay. Within a year, the foundation that I'm working with, I'm not at this time at liberty to give you the name of it. They are not going to announce who they are and what they're doing until after we RV. We believe we are the largest international humanitarian foundation out there. Because of this, my project is global, and I'll be bringing hemp across the world that's my task. Because of my job, I have to be very, 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 very careful of who I work with and who I bring into this website. Because the inventions, all of the inventions that are coming out will be given to the people that are on my channel. We have inventions for water. We have inventions for microbes. We have new seed coming out. There is new health technology coming out. And before that goes out to the general public, that's going to go on to the RV Project Help site. And it'll also be going on to the foundation site. So because of this, nothing that we do is going to get into the hands of bad people. So this is the reason why you will be asked, you know, hey, look, we're going to do a background check on you before you get invited into this channel, is because of the information that you're going to have access to when we get this, when we get this started. Within 1 year, we are going to have a meeting, a facility where people that are in that website, in that private part of the website, we can all meet together. Because of the high wealth value of the people that are there, it would be like shooting fish in a rain barrel if the bad guys knew where we were. So my my tape on security, if you haven't heard my tape on security, I'm real, real, real serious about security. I was, I'm going to tell you right now, so you're ready for this when you hear it, because it upsets people very badly. I was kidnapped and I was tortured, and I would not take off my shirt to go swimming in the public because of the what they did to my back. So I am like a maniac about security. I don't fuck around with it one teeny tiny bit, because you can be captured and taken that fast. I had a gun to my side and was marched into the vehicle in front of other people, and no one even knew I was taken at that moment. So because of that, I am super, super, super hardcore about security. And there will be massive security at the event when all of us get together, because we are going to be very high wealth individuals, and that security is paramount of everything. Hope that makes sense. But just putting it out there, that's going to be available. There's a lot of information that I cannot tell anybody about the foundation right now. Some of you are going to have projects that you're going to think, hey, how do I do this in the future? And if you have one of those things that is going to be impacted by some of the inventions that I know that are coming out, just trust me if I tell you, look, don't worry, just do your project. It's going to all work out. It's because I can't tell you the stuff I know, but I will be able to tell you once we RV. I hope that helps.
Question, if I may.
You betcha.
Going back to something you said earlier, how do you go about, let's say, buying a Zim for all the friends that you were talking about to keep them from being in your business? How do you do that?
I will show you right now. I have a long ongoing relationship with Craig from Banknote World, and I do not make any money off of this. Belinda's in here. She can pretty much confirm what I'm telling you, Belinda.
Yes, ma'am.
And what I did with Craig is I asked him for a discount, and I said, you know, the amount of money that I'm going to be buying from you, or, you know, going through with you, I'd like to have a discount. And I'm big enough with the people that are in there that I want you to give me a discount for everybody else. And so he did not understand what I wanted. And so what I have is I have a situation with 100 trillions on eBay. And here is the thing. Here's the link for them. Okay. Just put it up. Now, in that search, it'll say search all 632 project items. Put the word Parker in there, P-A-R-K-E-R. He's got special savings set up for my group for my members, okay? So right now on Parker, he's got 20 specials. These are not shown on eBay. They're kind of hidden. So they're called Parker specials, and these are discounted. These are stuff that is lower than usually than what he's posting out there. So he's got a Venezuela 100 Digitalis for $14. He's got, oh, here, there we go. I say a 10 trillion Zim note is like buying somebody a hamburger and a soda pop for lunch. So that's $12. Now, if you buy more of them, the price goes down, but not by much. This guy is very good. He has literally funded or purchased, you know, got stuff for everybody in my channel, and everything has been on time. Very good. The AgroChecks, I like AgroChecks because I believe that the Zim may be tranched where they only pay you a little bit every month for certain years, but the AgroChecks are not going to fall under that. So here's a deal where there's 20 AgroChecks for $63. If you got more than 20 friends, if you don't have 20 friends, give them two of the Zim checks. But if you've got 20 friends that you want to take up, God bless America, you're going to have your hands full. If you only have 10 friends, this is like my level, 10 friends. Here is a deal for Zim, for the Zim for $30 for 10. It doesn't take much, folks. With the amount that these things are going to go for, it doesn't take much. But the billion-dollar checks, that's where you want to stay with. That's going to be getting the highest rate of return. That will do the most for you. If you've got $60 and you've got 10 friends, I'd say get the 20 pack and give them two Zims. It's not a lot of money now, but it's a mental thing. It's a really bizarre thing because when you have a lot of money, you kind of selfish with it. You really don't want to be giving away $1 million because it's like, it's my money. I want to do what I want to do. But if you buy currency now where it's $36 for 10 Zim, okay, that's like me going out to dinner for a night. It doesn't hurt you in your mental capacity to give away $36. But if you cash the Zim in and then the value of that Zim, say it's, you know, 50 billion Zim and you get 70 cents. So that's 3.5 billion dollars you're going to give away to somebody. The same amount as that Zim. You're not going to want to give away that much money. You're going to go, yeah, I want to do it. Oh, hell no. What's wrong with you, Parker? No. Do it. Oh, hell no. You'll do that. You will. You won't think, oh, I'll be able to. No, you won't. You won't. Your brain is like, have you lost your peanut palace here? Don't do that. So that's why I say buy the currency now. When you get the currency, write on the envelopes who it's for. And you're going to also want to put this in the envelope here. Gift. Where's the word gift? So how to handle, okay. So you're going to take this and put this in there as well. Print this little letter up. And that's in RB Redemption, Parker's instruction. So take this, print this letter, and put the bill inside of it. Or if you're going to give two bills, put this inside of it. And what this is a letter that tells your friends what this currency is for, because you don't know. I mean, you don't know if you're going to be able to talk to them. We don't know what's going to happen, but this is what I did for my friends is I printed this little how to handle the gift of a lifetime. I put the currency in it, folded it all up, and then put it in an envelope so that I could just give it to them. And that tells them how to do everything, because I'm an asshole, okay? God's working on me. I've been an asshole for most of my life, and God's working on me, and I'm trying to be a better person. And I'm thankful and grateful that Belinda has been watching me walk through this path, because it's been kind of funny. But I was a horrible, horrible boss. I was a very, very not nice person when I was working in the cannabis industry. And I'm changing all of that about myself, because for the first time in my life, I don't have to worry about, am I going to lose all my money? Are the feds going to come in and take my I've had the feds come in and take my land, my house, my car, literally push me out on the street with nothing but my purse. I've come back from that, getting taken down by the feds that hard several times. So it made me not a really nice person to be around. And it took me losing everything. Hurricane Harvey, I lost $40 million. And I lost my company because it was washed out to the ocean. And going from being a $40 million multimillionaire to being worth $60,000 overnight is very humbling. And like, I don't feel bad that I lost it all. Not at all. In fact, it took me a while to come to this, but I'm actually grateful, because I needed to realize that I was not treating my staff well. And it took me being alone, not having, I usually have a butler, a house manager, and at least one or two service staff in my house all the time. I'm used to living like that. So losing all of it and then dealing with my own shit with nobody here was eye-popping. I walked around my house and I'm like, I'm going to fire this bitch. This coffee cup's not moved. And then I realized I'm the bitch that put the coffee cup there. And I didn't know how awful I was to my staff until I didn't have a staff. So that has made a major, major, major change in me. I swear like a sailor, I always have. And I didn't give a fuck if you didn't like it, because if I didn't like you and you fired me from this, I didn't give a fuck. I can go out and in 6 months I can make $100,000 with weed. You can't stop me. Nobody can stop me. But I'm changing a lot. That the recording that you guys heard the other day, that's the first recording I've ever done where I made every determination to not swear. It's the first recording I've ever done that I didn't swear. And I like being a kinder, gentler asshole. And eventually I'm going to be a really good person. I'm just not there yet. God's working on me. And part of what I'm doing with you, part of what I'm doing with doing all these documents, is God working on me. I'm a bitch. If you didn't pay me, fuck you. I'm not doing your work. These documents that I do, I got paid $2,000 for a 2-page document, $1,000 piece. When I write business plans, I get $1,000 a page. If I write a 53-page business plan, I get $53,000. And you have to pay me in advance. And I didn't care who you were, what you had. If you didn't have the money, fuck off. I wanted to have pay me tattooed on my palm. That's how awful I was. I'm not that person anymore. And I don't want to be that person anymore. But that's where I'm coming from. And sometimes the fucking bitch that I was comes out. I'm doing everything I can to change that. So be patient with me. I'm trying. I'm swearing right now, but that's just an example of who I was. That's not who I am anymore. Elise. I'm trying not to be. I'm trying to be a better person. I'm trying to walk with God. I'm having a incredible experience of walking in faith right now. I'm going to lose my house in 20 days on the 20th of this month. It's going to be sold for taxes. They're going to sell it for like $10,000. There's nothing I can do to stop it unless we RV. And 5 years ago, I would have been out of my mind with stress. And I'm not even scared. I'm not worried. I know I'm going to be homeless, and I'm not, I know that everything is going to be all right, because I believe in my Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe my Father is going to walk me through this, and I'm going to get through it. And because I'm walking in faith, everything will be better. So that's some little background of who you're talking to.
Can I just say something?
You bet.
So I just listened to you for the first time, you know, just a couple days ago, and you said who you used to be and how you tried not to swear. I would have never known that you were someone who sweared by listening to you the other day. So I'm so glad you talked about your background. It's really amazing.
Oh yeah, I was awful. I use the word fuck as a noun, verb, and an adjective all the time, every day.
You're very inspiring.
Well, thanks. Just trying to be a better person. So I gave a lot of information in this. I recorded this conversation. There was a big, huge pause in it. I didn't mean to have that happen, but that was like the best pause of my life. I'm going to stop the recording. There's some good information here, and there's a bunch of silly information here. But for those of you that are listening to this after I've recorded this, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your patience. I hope this information helps you. If you have questions, please put it in the channel. If you DM me privately, I probably won't see it. And I really, really do want to see it. And I really, really do want to help you. Bless you, Patriots. Where we go one, we go all. Let's get this done. Thank you.